What's up, y'all? Welcome to From the Block to the Blockchain.
This is our first episode. Thought I'd give you a little dive deep of why I did this. So if you don't know, my name is Angel, software developer, multiple sclerosis survivor. Came into crypto in 2019, head first, leverage trading, hodling. I also came in and wanted to teach mass adoption, start doing smart contracts. With doing that, start meeting people, put my voice in, telling my story about I wasn't a normal one that came into this world. More of a supermind unicorn, that's what they call me. Coming in that way, I wanted to give education, you know, let everybody know that there's so many ways that we could create use cases in this sector here where we could change our lives and our family life. So I hope you guys ride it out with me from one all the way to 1,000. Let's hit it up with these podcasts and these blogs. Everybody, let's learn how to get this money from the block to the blockchain. Okay, ladies, what I want you to do now is introduce yourself so we can get the ball rolling. Londella, go for it.
Hi, this is Londella Dowdy. I am a next-gen cybersecurity specialist, always on the lookout for new things and checking out the market and see what's going on. I'm here, ready.
All right, thank you so much. And Ms. Sarita, you're next.
Yes, and I'm Sarita Blakely. I'm co-founder of A1 Digital, and basically we are an educational company, and we go into particularly underserved communities and make sure that they have the foundation of AI, Web3, blockchain, and digital assets. We don't do this alone. We partner heavily with the Atlanta Blockchain Center and other entities like CoinRails, and we go into these communities and make sure that they are not left behind as we move forward.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies. And everybody knows me. I'm Angel, your supermind unicorn, computer programmer, blockchain developer, decent leverage trader. What our conversation is going to be today is, would you share your wallet with your bae? This is a serious thing. A lot of people, I believe, they don't know that, and I'm learning myself, that people take those private keys and transactions a little bit more serious than their own bank account. I haven't met a person that, I probably don't need to say that because that could break a relationship. I have met some, but recently I have not met a person who says fully they would disclose all ledgers, all cold wallets, all exchanges to their significant other. So what we're doing now, I'm having three panels. The first one are my close lady friends here, where we're going to dive in deep about this. And the next one's going to be close male friends I have also. Then the third one is going to be the final finale. We're going to call it Judgment Day, where we have both genders together saying it. If they gonna share them keys and them seed phrases with each other. So, ladies, I'm ready for it. You gonna give out them seed phrases to your man?
No. Hell no. 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 No.
So, y'all don't believe in sharing MetaMask can make a relationship strong?
Well, first, the thing is, you said they, okay?
Okay.
They may or may not last.
Exactly.
So they may or may not last.
Oh, yes. Okay, bae is the temporary word. So let me throw something else in there. Let me throw a curveball.
Okay.
You in a relationship. You know, I'm going to just make a scenario. You're in a relationship. It's going good. Y'all building together. You may not talk about crypto. You the crypto girl. He a businessman. Do you tell him you got crypto at all?
I do not. Simply because, again, same thing applies. He might not be here later on down the line. We could have been together for 15, 16 years, and one day he decides, well, you know what? I'm going to do this no more.
Mm. And you know another issue that we run into?
Okay.
If I'm into crypto deep and he's not into crypto, he doesn't even know how to safely navigate this space. Right?
Right.
So he may think he could just take a picture of it. He can keep it on his phone.
Okay.
He just keep it laid around somewhere. Like the security, when they say that you are the bank, you are literally the bank. And if you're not highly educated in this space and understand that, you can be very sloppy with the management of your keys, which is everything. And everything you worked hard for can be lost within seconds.
Okay.
And let's not also forget ego. You know, a lot of men men have egos. Yeah. That ego starts jumping into play as well. Oh, well, you know, I don't want to know about that. I don't care about that. You go ahead. I'm going to let you do about whatever. You know, that ego get to play to where they don't want to learn. So why I need to do it?
I'm going
to
drive and take the steering wheel right now. And what I'm going to call this part, and you guys let me know if I'm wrong, I'm going to call this the fear side. Okay? And that fear side, is, I agree with everything y'all said. I felt it over the... I felt you guys. But I'm going to come back because you know how my brain is. I think differently. So I'm going to call that the fear side, all right? Because you may have some guys that come in and may say that's us trying to have control issues, us watching every transaction like we the feds or something. Also, we want them to have accountability because, like you said, they may not understand the security that they have to take with this. And also, there's no refunds in crypto. So when it's gone, it's gone. It's not like you could call the Bank of America and get it back, you know? So it's nothing insured on this side yet. But I want to bring it to a positive outlook, and I want y'all to tell me, with being my friends and not taking my head off when I say this, what about the transparency? Don't you feel it's going to build trust because we not hiding nothing? Then we hustling together. It's teamwork. We stacking. Think about how we could be yielding. We could do farming, hodling. We could be trading together. Even if he a dude that don't know, if he's worthy enough to get your booty, he ain't worthy enough to build no money with him.
You know how I feel, and all of that's cute, but it's not going to work if only one person's had an interest. That's where it starts. If I'm the only person that's interested in it, putting my all into it, going hard, out here hustling, making up my money, going out here trading, doing all of this, I'm the only one with the interest. I don't care how much transparency, how much we out here hustling together. If he has no interest in learning about this, he has no care in it, what that matter?
Yeah.
I used to be married. I'm divorced now, but I even hear a lot of marriages, oh, I have another bank account, whether it's offshore, something that, like, my spouse does not know about.
Yeah.
And so, and even if, when it comes to fiat, people are not telling their other person everything. So, in this space, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but I was going to ask you, so is it the trust factor?
I think a lot of it definitely is trust, but because of crypto for me is, like, even different. But I'm going to tell you, like, if I ever did something like that, it's trust. Because at the end of the day, if things start getting weird, I would completely transfer the money out of that wallet, like immediately into another one, set it up before you even think you're about to exit and be like, oh man, I still got these keys. Because you can easily find out, even if you're not knowledgeable, you can find out how to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You may find somebody that's in it. You just have to, like, it's business at the end of the day. Like, you gotta put those emotions and that feel good. Like, it is business when it comes down to it.
It's really, that's all it amounts to. It's just, again, just like with a bank account. Yeah, we got a joint bank account that we might put money in here and there. But again, you should still have your own money on the side because you never know what's going to happen if y'all break up. If y'all, again, you get divorced. I'm divorced too. Y'all get divorced. What now?
Heartbreak on chain.
You said something earlier that there's a lot of opportunists out here. And because crypto has this thing, like if people hear you're in it, oh, you automatically have money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're, oh my goodness, you feel so good. Everything is great. Oh, shoot, she didn't give me the keys? Oh, and Bitcoin is at 100 and something thousand? And she's been in it for 5 years?
I can't even. They can't get my keys.
Now it becomes I got money. It's not
I got money.
It's not we got money. It becomes I got money.
Yes.
Which means if I got money, guess what? The whole hood got money.
The whole hood.
The whole hood got money.
Jump to tell all y'all, the whole hood got money. I'm not, and then I'm not helping you reinvest it to build us back up because guess what? I got money. You doing all the work. You doing it. I don't care. Go ahead, girl. I got money. We good.
And when we come into this, we're always taught and we tell people, never share your crypto seed phrase with anyone, really.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we do have to remember, we're not on this earth forever. But it's funny you're bringing this topic up because I had a friend, I was working with her online, and she needed to put her, you know, bring her wallet back up because she had got a new phone. And I said, find your seed phrases. And she was like, girl, I've got these seed phrases, but it's a my ex seed phrases. I said, you're what? She was like, my ex.
She had her ex on man seed phrases.
Seed phrases. Mm-hmm.
I said, and you literally walking around freely with his these phrases. Very sloppy. And I literally was like, girl, we should really go in and see what's in there.
Can y'all know what I'm finna say? And don't beat me up. For a man to give you his seed phrase, he love you. For me to give you my seed phrase, if y'all can see my face right now, bro, a dude should be very afraid if I ever come in the room and be like, look, baby, these are the seed phrases, everything right here. Because if you mess up, baby, whatever movie you ever saw, Acrimony or any of that, it's going to be 10 times worse. They gonna make a series about us. Okay, so you mess this up, you gonna be a documentary. But if he gave you that seed phrase, he loves you. That's how I take it. Y'all can take my head off now, you know.
Now, it circles back around to, I thought I was gonna be with you long term, because it's listed as, she said, my ex seed phrase.
If you have the seed phrase, you can go in and change the seed phrase. So that doesn't mean that was an active seed phrase. So what y'all should have did was tested it to see if you could get in. Then that would confirm.
I'm gonna have to go reach back out to her and let's go see.
If she could still get in, he love her. He still got, this is my crypto romance series right here, okay? if a guy gives you that seed phrase and you could still get in after time and he know you got it, for one, he trusts you. He really trusts you.
Yeah, he trusts you.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
And also that also means that he trusts you to the point where he knows, he feels like you're not going to do anything. Or, you know what I'm saying? So being comfortable. Oh, yeah, I trust you. Yeah, I trust you enough because I know how you operate. I see where your integrity is. I see where you're at. I feel like you're not going to do anything with this. So, yeah, you keep it. Go ahead, girl. You good? Mm-hmm.
No.
And clearly, this is her ex. She hasn't touched it. So you're so right. She's not going to do anything.
She's not going to do anything with it. Because if she was, when they broke up, that would have been the first thing she hit. I don't care. any woman who got access to some kind of money, baby, oh, you want to break up with me? We finna go down this road. Let me help you out. Let me bank account. What Orange Juice Jones said, I went to the bank account and canceled all the cards. All them fraud accounts. Yeah, stuck you up for every piece of jewelry and money I gave you. What?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Bitcoin is 100-some thousand.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, she would have definitely took out, transferred all into her wallet.
Yeah.
And he would all never see nothing, heard nothing about it. He would have been calling her like, hey, did you take that money out of there? What, did you take my Bitcoin? So he trusts her enough to know she's not going to do anything.
And you know, this conversation, period, like people think like, oh, people should know by now. But I know this isn't a base situation. But did y'all see the man the other day that he had over $1 million in Bitcoin? He received a call from Ledger. It was a fake call.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It sounded legit to him.
Yeah.
And guess what he did? He gave all his seed phrases.
Yeah.
Like saving stone.
Yeah.
Yep.
So again, like,
So ladies, let me ask you this, because I don't know if it's just me, but when dating a man, I like to build things with this man, you know, so we could say that this is what we did with each other. Would you guys create a relationship wallet? You know, just like you said, y'all got bank accounts with each other. Say we got the bank account. Okay, we got the Navy Federal. We good to go. Now, okay, we're on a whole different level with each other. We're going to open a crypto.com account with each other. And we're going to start depositing into this so we can start doing different things with each other. What you do with a husband, or can you do that with a bae?
That's more husband activity there, baby. I wouldn't want to do that with the babe because, again, we break up, even though we got this joint account, we all know men can be petty, just like women.
Right.
Men can be very, very petty. And a lot of times they'll go, oh, I'm going to go change the password so she can't get in. I'm going to change the email. You know, I'm going to change all this stuff so that you can't get access to it. Even though we're in this together, I don't want you to have access to it anymore. So if I have a husband, I'll that at some point I feel comfortable enough, or I felt comfortable enough to say, hey, look, we in this for the long haul. We've already had a conversation about what's going to happen if we get divorced or we'll split, something like that. It's, you know, there's conversations, there's already safeguards or shit in place to say if this happens. With a babe, I don't care. We can talk about safeguards all day. You just get up and leave out. Like, man, come get a safeguard. Get a safeguard. And leave. Now what?
You
can start back on again. But you know, it's so funny because now that I'm really thinking about this topic. Okay, so like, hey, Cleo and I. So I'm gonna be 100% transparent. You know, once upon a time we dated, right?
Yeah.
We don't date anymore, but we're still business partners, right?
Right.
But we're super intertwined in crypto on so many levels. But I think what has happened at this point, our trust level with this, going back to what you said earlier, our integrity in this space is so high.
Right.
Nobody has done anything crazy.
Right.
To show that. But we've had these conversations. But again, he's in the space. That's what makes it different, too.
That's right. What I was about to say. I don't think
he understands. Yeah. It's the person that's not in this.
Yeah.
Right. That has no. They don't have an interest. They just, if you bring it to their attention, they, oh, well, okay, yeah, I seen it. Uh-huh, go ahead, girl. But anyway, hey, nigga, we going to play ball today? What? You
know, what?
Person that don't have any interest in it at all, it, what is that doing for you? You're the only person with the interest. So in the end, why would I share my stuff with you if there's no interest coming from you? You're not even attempting to at least fake a little interest with me.
So you know I have to change.
Somebody at ABC even asked me, was like, do you think that you would rather date somebody right now that's in this space, that understands you come into ABC every Thursday?
Yeah.
You being with this yes. community yes. all the time.
Yes. Is that the only way it's going to work?
Want somebody totally separate?
That's the only way it's going to work. Okay, and I'm going to tell you why. Y'all got to understand, crypto is just like how you got these people that wear the Falcon outfit, Die Hard. I'm talking about them paying $1,200. For the boots with the stones on it and all that mess. That she has to date a man who understands that mess. You know what I mean? He gotta be right down there at the gulch with her doing all that kind of stuff. She can't date the guy who doesn't entertain sports whatsoever, because that ain't gonna work. That's how I look at crypto. Because we take our life like how those people take their life with them sports. So you might say, we're the biggest fan. It is. So if your mate's not a fan, he's not going to understand you down there at ABC every Thursday. He's not going to understand you taking your money, putting it into this space. Or you going to events and doing stuff. Me up at 3:30 in the morning at random Waffle Houses trading crypto. No. What man's going to date? Yeah, I mean, but
mutual interest. If it's not there, then you wasting your time and his. Y'all really just cut it up with each other.
So hold on, y'all took this to a whole different level now, and Sarita started it, so I'm gonna blame it on her. Okay. Do we want to say crypto is the best test for a relationship? If you meet someone that says they're into you and they want to, I want to know what you know. I want to like what you like. I want to be with you. Can I look at this man and say, well, you know what? This is my life right here. This is how I'm able to live in South Africa. This is how I'm able to have my boys have the lifestyle they have. And we do this and that. You want to sit up at 3:30 in the morning with me, baby, and make this money? Do you think that's a test for a man, or is it back to what Sarita said? You have to stay within the circle.
You need to stay within your circle, because let's be for real, man, a blue collar man that is working 9 to 5, he ain't finna be up with your ass, you know, working whatever. He finna be up with you at 3 a.m. in the morning. He trying to go to sleep, get up, go to work, come home, eat. Somebody that is in that circle that already knows how this operates and they want to get with you, they're going to be bringing something else to the table, right? With them, like some kind of experience, some knowledge, things that they may have failed at that you could probably use, and vice versa. Y'all have something to share and cross with and bounce off each other. Yeah, he might be up at 6 a.m. trading. You might be asleep. Y'all might be rotating shifts. Hey, babe, your turn going over there. All right,
girl, that's a dream relationship.
You, who we gonna do that with?
Y'all just named my dream relationship.
What man
man that's working 12 hours or working a 12-hour shift or working 9 to 5, he ain't work. He don't care nothing about that. He don't care nothing about that.
And it's so funny because I'm to the point when I date people now, I don't even like to tell them I'm in crypto.
Because as soon as you do, they, oh, for real? Oh, well, you got that. Oh, you big banker. You big money, ain't you? Oh, you got that money over there, don't you? Yeah, I heard, my little friend, they invested. Yeah. I don't know nothing about it, though, but
I go to the Bitcoin ATM in the gas station. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna teach me? And I can't teach you to my teaching you, but you ain't even, your mind is not there to learn.
But see, let me tell you.
That goes back to your original question about giving seed phrases today. No, we don't have to give you the seed phrases, but I can show you how to get your own wallet.
If you're interested, if you don't
show no interest,
it's all in interest. If you don't have an interest in this, there's nothing I can do for you. If your interest lies in sitting there watching basketball on that 84-inch screen you got every weekend, and be okay with what we're doing. If that's where your interest lies, then baby, that's where I got to leave your interest at. I got to get on this journey on that road and continue on mine.
So, ladies, I want to say something.
Okay.
I felt it again. So what about the relationship when you meet somebody and he may not be, I've met guys, I know I'm a dive deep nerd, right? I've met guys that may be other programmers. They may not just be in the blockchain space, and they may have some negative things to say about it. But what about people that you actually like and you really want to bring them into the space? How do you do that and protect yourself? I guess we withholding our knowledge of crypto. How can you actually do that and saying that you're really trying to start a real relationship with somebody and being honest where you're not actually being, I guess you could say, completely open to this man?
You don't open up with that off the rip. You're not opening up with your interest in crypto off the rip.
Well, it don't have to be off the rip. It could be six months down the line. When do you bring him in your world?
You say 6 months down the line. Okay, cool. We've been talking. We've been going out to eat. This, that, and the third. If we're planning on spending more than, if I see this relationship is starting to go longer term, then I want to bring you in.
Mm.
If I feel like we're going to be longer than that, then I will, ask little questions. They say probing questions. Hey, babe, what you know about crypto? You know anybody dealing in it? Just little simple questions to see where your mind is at. Because just off of a couple of questions, you can get a feel for where somebody is at. If I say to you, hey, Angel, what you know about crypto? You're going to give me a whole spiel from front to back. And I already know, oh, she on hers. She knows she doing. If I ask a nigga, what you know about crypto? You come up me talking about, oh yeah, my cousin and them over here, over our road over there in the hood, over in old Hollywood Court.
But hold on, let me say this though. This same man touching on you. This the same man that's going out to eat with you.
Okay, let me give you a situation. So I got a little friend, right? And this may sound selfish. He's not into crypto whatsoever, right? I think he did buy a little bit of Doge and made a little something off of it back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's not really into it.
Right.
I noticed because I'm in it, he's starting to probe a little bit more, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, because I'm always in it, I actually like him not being in it.
Mm. There you go.
Because I kind of like this time of us just hanging and turning that part of my brain off because I'm home so much. But I'm noticing he's wanting to kind of dive into this world. But I'm kind of like, I don't want to, let's just keep everything just being about hikes and enjoying nature and just having fun. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's where my struggle is, too. Nowhere near ever a point of giving seed phrases. We're not going to do that. But
still, it's just, again, we've been kicking it for all these months. You haven't really shown an interest in it. Now it makes me feel like you're deep diving because you see it's something that I'm doing, so now you want to do it.
Yeah, he may have a genuine interest, but I just feel like I want to leave it where it is.
Where is it? Right.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't want anybody unless they're in the space. Because that's all my whole 100% is the space. You know, it's either programming. You have to, because you're not going to understand my... You're not going to understand me. You're going to think I'm weird. So you're going to have to... He has to be a crypto bro. Like, you have to be like...
Has anyone ever gotten into a, like, relationship and shared their secrets?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I have. We shared wallets. Okay. How did that turn out? But he was into it. He had his toes in it. That's how I'm going to say it. I was still head first, you know, so he wasn't like a trader or nothing like that. He held some coins.
Majority of the work was on your side.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. And that's why I said I can only be with somebody who's in this space is because I'm a trader. So with me being a trader, I trade sessions, and I trade different time zones. You know, I may say I'm going to sleep now and wake up just to trade for Australia or just trade for China session. And it ain't too cool to be up at 3 and they're snoring and you making $1,500 finna spend it on y'all. You know what I mean? So that's the down for not saying like they didn't do anything. I'm not saying that, but you're going to have, I myself learned that, and I still did disclose my everything, even in that relationship, you know, even my own kids don't know. So if I die, y'all better hope it's going to be like one of them movies and they fight looking for shit. But I haven't found anyone that I trust that much, because if I trust you that much, we will make a family treasury DAO where it would just be a company, a crypto company under us.
Right.
But that would be legal binding where I can do something to your ass if you want to do some more shiesty ass shit. You know what I mean?
But with me
being in a relationship where this person only had their toes in the water, my experience was they looked at it more as gambling and not as a life. That's another thing. People may take profits when you should not touch that shit. You know, I'm a person that get up every day and have a routine where I look at the fear and greed index. I look at Forex calendar. I need to know what Powell doing today. You know what I'm saying? So, but some people ain't on it. And they be like, oh, Angel, you going too far. No, because we do this in regular life when it comes to other things. My mom and daddy still got up and watched the news every morning. My daddy looked at the newspaper. You know what I'm saying? So it's just that the person would have to look at the way that I'm doing it in my niche, they would have to be okay with that. And that person, when I was in a relationship, they didn't go that deep. To them, it was Vegas.
Yeah, you know,
if we came up on a good token and I'm over there and it actually gets on Mexi and I'm over here leverage trading it and we also hodling it, they don't give a fuck. We finna run around here like we dope boys. You know what I'm saying? For the next month. We not even...
Because I got money.
Yeah.
Even though you put in all the work, I got money. So guess what? We finna go be hood superstars.
Yeah, that's how it was. It was a lot of materialistic things. It wasn't investments. Because the person didn't... But when it would come to a bank account or a loan, they mind wasn't like that. In my brain, I'm like, screw the fucking bank. Get the loan, buy Bitcoin. Fuck them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. In my head, get $200,000 and go buy Solana and tell the bank to kiss your ass and get bankruptcy or something. Nigga, you rich.
I want to be out here spending my money on these
cars, restaurants, jewelry.
I got an image to uphold.
Right.
Yeah.
Image. Right. It's an image. So I can't do that with Bitcoin, because guess what? It ain't something that I'm on. I have to sit there and wait for it. I go to this bank, they can hit me back within 24, 48 hours.
Yeah, I want to wait.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to wait.
And it's so crazy that you said that he would tell me, give me a coin. I give them, I call them blue chip coins because that's what I give my friends. I don't give my friends my decent coins unless I could call you at 3:30 in the morning and tell your ass to sell this shit. Okay, if I'm giving you something, I'm giving you something that you could trust me on the long end. So I'm trying to give trust coins. No, that's when I could tell he wanted like fart coin. No side eye, no shade. If the person who created fart coin ever hear this, but you know what it is. Fart coin, dog in hat. You know what I'm saying? Those aren't. That's gambling. You know, and that person didn't have an account where he could tell you he had any money for the bull run. It was all gone. He didn't even get the concept of, oh, it's the bear market. Let me just stack up and don't touch nothing. You know, it was always, oh, it went up 3%. I'm finna spend this shit. What?
I got that image to uphold. I got this look to put out there. I got to keep up my 5-block, my 3-block radius, or whatever it is that's got me famous. I got to keep that forefront, baby.
Yeah. One thing I can say, it exposes cracks in relationships. That's why I ask, do you feel that crypto would be a test? You know, so y'all got to think. I'm going to let the men hear us talking before they start talking. So y'all get ready for when they come back. Because how we done summed it up, like sharing a wallet is like a prenup on steroids, you know. So...
I'm really interested to hear their take on it.
Me too.
Because we're pretty firm for the, you know, overall. But yeah, I'm just curious to hear their take. And I'm interested just to hear their perspective, period. Because it may open my eyes to
something else,
an angle that I didn't even think about.
Right.
Yeah, and I want to use your friend's situation as an example because I want to know who else, and I may do that on the group panel. Who else feels that's love? Because to me, even when we said earlier sharing your wallet and you said Bitcoin just hit 124, I cringed over here because in my head I was like, ooh, and gave him that money and it's 124. Lord Jesus. So for you to give this seed, I love you. You know, I had a girlfriend a couple of weeks ago. She got a friend going through a divorce. And I told her that I really look up to her for what she's doing. The girl is going through a divorce, and the man is playing with her with the money, and I think it's 2 kids. She said, well, at the divorce party, I'm going to give her a ledger. Which coin you think I need to put on there? I'm going to put $1,500 on her. I said, for real? I said, I really love you for doing that to her. I said, because it's not like you just giving her the $1,500. You giving her a way out. You know, y'all know what I mean by that. Because we don't know personally what that girl is going through. But both of all, everybody done went through divorce and breakups. But for a friend to come to you at your worst and be like, hey, dog, here go $1,500 or Solana on this ledger. Just put it up and just wait a couple more weeks and you're going to be good. To me... Right. That struck my heart. Like, I know I'm a sucker, but I was just like, oh my God, you're going to make me cry. That was so beautiful. You know, I don't know. Y'all give me your opinion about that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you know, this got me thinking about a situation. So I was in Cancun a few years ago, and this lady I met, she was there by herself. But we end up like really hitting it off, hanging out pretty much the whole time. And she had just gotten divorced. And we were talking about finances and stuff. She was like, yeah, my husband was like, I've been buying like Bitcoin years and years ago. I said, well, what is he doing now? She said, like, he doesn't work. I said, well, were you involved? Like when he was buying Bitcoin, she was like, I just let him deal with the finances. I said, like, did y'all have wallets together? She was like, oh, I didn't do nothing about that stuff. Wow, that's what he did. So, exactly. You know, this woman, she was married, and I know a lot of women that say, oh, my husband deals with the finances. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't get into that stuff. Like, wow. I mean, that goes like even doing an event for women.
Do you know most of the married women would not even interact with me because, you know, if they said, oh, my husband deals with this.
Wow.
My husband. Oh, you know, do you know the secret? Like, do you know the secret? I don't know anything about it. So I would be curious to see how many marriages. Do you know how much money these husbands are probably hiding?
Not only not even in Bitcoin or Ethereum or any coin.
It wouldn't even be no blue chip. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Even in your bank accounts in general, if you let your husband handle all your bills, all of this and that, you don't know how much money is in these bank accounts. Your husband could have $5 and $6 million in a whole nother county. You sitting over here looking retarded.
Oh, I could take it. I could take it deeper than that, ladies. You could go get you a terabyte memory, sweetie, and he could be on a staking on a shit coin. Okay. And she'll never, while she's saying that, she would never know and walk right past that computer every day,
right,
not even knowing what's going on. And he could pick up that terabyte storage and put it right in his pocket with millions and millions and millions of dollars on it, get on a plane and fly wherever the hell he wants. So it ain't got nothing to do with no more with no offshore accounts or nothing like that. He ain't even got to put it on no real coin, where some coins he can be traced if she went and got a lawyer and did all of that. He could go get a true shit coin that's been stable for some months and put it on there and dip the fuck out. Or some coin that's yielding, that's yield farming. Yeah.
Like, say, older women and men who don't deal with crypto, this is their life. Yes. He even did paid everything. He paid for everything. He did everything. She couldn't even tell you how to access the bank account online if she needed to. She couldn't even tell you how much he got over there. He could have a whole nother Wells Fargo damn Delta Community Credit Union account with $9,000 to $10,000 there, and she would know nothing about it.
You're right.
She would know anything about it.
What I can say is this. You can keep your keys solo and build a family treasury down later. If you build a down, that's me knowing that we're decided to be together and we're doing something legally and we're still in the crypto space, you know, and you can, we're going to have deeper conversations, but to just bridge off of this with relationships and crypto, people don't even know how you could just build wealth to a different way that no one could even fathom, that your kids, you, your cousins, everybody could be living a whole different lifestyle. I mean, this is a whole different level of power couple. If you could ever find somebody to trust, trust and do it with, you know. But no.
Y'all know, and a lot of people feel like it's too late for them to start something or get into it. It ain't never too late for them to get into it.
You got
to run around here with that. You know, you get your little income tax back instead of running to buy you a TV, which be on sale around Christmas time, same TV income tax.
Yeah.
You already got a car. I'll be going out there to get a new car. Go on and drop you something on some crypto. Let it be.
Yeah. Before I start working, I let everybody know. I say it now. My direct deposits were not in USD or fiat. It went straight into crypto. I have to switch over to get fiat. So again, even with me saying that and we talking about relationships, that's another thing. You have to find somebody that's going to agree with that. You know, for you to say that you don't even have any cash to do anything.
That's
a whole nother. When I tell people I don't have the cash.
Yeah. I don't have cash.
Like, wait a minute. How do you not? But you teach crypto? No, because everything is. I don't operate on cash anymore.
Mm-mm.
I'm not even in that world.
Mm-mm. No, you're right. But
I'm in a completely decentralized world now. So, even down to. You know, I was at just that Invest Fest, and you know, all these people like, get a quick loan, you know, all of this stuff. And I told one of the girls, I said, let me tell you something. Once you enter a decentralized way of getting funding, it's very difficult
to go
back to traditional finance, where you're going to ask me 50 million questions. I have to fill out 50 million pieces of paper. I'm used to a smart contract, press the button with your wallet address.
You're right.
Keep it moving.
You're right.
Exactly.
Totally different world.
All right, ladies, I actually want to tell you thank you so much for doing this for me, and be prepared for the rumble, okay? That will be part 3. Anybody got to leave any comments or anything else out there before we wrap this up, ladies?
Sure. First, are you going to do the third piece before you leave?
Yes, the third piece, we're going to do this in person. We're going to be at ABC. That's why I'm trying to get that dinner served, because I don't want them to leave. I want you to sit there and eat and argue. Okay.
Right. Make, that's right.
Okay.
The perfect group for it.
I know. I'm gonna have some good food right there, because I want it to be this crypto and dinner. I'm trying to get some Southern stuff going. That's why I'm trying so hard. But I want some debating while you're sitting there eating some good food, honey. I need them to some comeback, you know. But no,
yes.
And then going in the future, it will be South Africa versus United States. So it will be the groups here that I already formed and the groups there that I formed. It'll be just a different type of subjects just like this. But then on the third day, you guys are going to get together and y'all going to hash it out. So in the beginning, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.